For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. You know, these days you hear a lot of talk about new wash day products. But the news that tops them all is the news about new deep cleaning Oxidol. Now, you've probably heard all about no rinse suds. But common sense tells you that no rinse suds just can't get out all the dirt. If you've tried no-rinse suds, you've found out through personal experience that they always leave in a certain amount of graying dirt. And that's what makes the news about new Oxidol all the more amazing. New Oxidol saves you rinsing and gets out the graying dirt, too. It's designed to wash clothes deep clean with just one rinse. Yes, with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt that no-rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. Now, Oxidol can do this because it reaches deep down into the fibers of clothes, loosens dirt, lifts it up, and floats it away. Clothes come out sparkling clean, deep clean, gloriously white, beautifully soft, wonderfully sweet smelling. And Oxidol is grand for washable colors, too. So ask your dealer for this amazing new Oxidol in the same familiar package. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, if there is a romance between Ma's beloved daughter, Faye, and Mr. Spencer Grayson, it's by courtesy of the U.S. mails. Because Spencer is back at work in New York. However, a friend of Spencer's, at least he used to be a friend, is still in Rushville Center, working at Al's Diner. Tom Wells. What do you make of Tom? Yesterday, it was Ma who invited Tom for supper next week. And today, it's Shuffle who holds out the helping hand. Well, right now, we find Shuffle lunching at the diner, just finishing the Blue Plate Special. Listen.
Well, anything else I can get you, Mr. Schober?
Apple pie? Donuts?
Hmm?
Oh, you mean me.
You're about the only customer left now.
Yeah, I'll have a piece of apple pie, thank you.
All right, coming right up. Cheese with it? Ice cream?
Just plain Jane without no trimmings.
All right. Here you are. Want more coffee, Mr. Schober?
You know, it's that Mr. Schober that keeps me turning around and look behind my shoulder.
Oh, well, that's your name, isn't it? I thought when Ma Perkins introduced
me... Yeah, that's my name, all right, but it ain't... what folks call me. Now, Shuffle ain't rightly my name, but that's what I answer to. So if I come right out with Tom for you and you make mine Shuffle, we'll know who each other's talking to.
All right, Shuffle, thanks. Everybody around here calls me Tom, of course, except the ones who say Mac, or Hey, Mac, or just Hey. That goes with the job, I guess.
Oh, sure. Ain't no offense intended. Ever do any hay slinging before, young feller?
No, previous experience. A few years in college, a few years in the Air Force. Neither place gave me much chance to get my feet on the ground.
You seem to be making out okay here.
Oh, sure. Best counterman there is. Fry you a hamburger with dignity. Or with onions.
Never touch the stuff. But this here apple pie is first rate. At that, you know, there must be a lot of satisfaction in being a good counterman.
Huh?
The way I always figure, this dignity you're talking about, it ain't something you find in a job. It's what's inside you, yourself, how you tackle a job. If I was president, I'd want to be a good president. And if I was a counterman, I'd like to be a good counterman, same as you. Instead of which, I'm a fair to Midland lumberyard man. But you can't shut me up.
You know, I can see how you and Ma Perkins would be friends. Something about both of you.
Ma Perkins, there ain't nobody in a class with her. Which reminds me, how you coming along with that bookcase you're building?
Coming along nowhere so far.
What's the trouble?
Noise. The landlady says I can't hammer after dinner because the nights belong to her boarders. I can't hammer before breakfast because the mornings belong to her. Saturdays belong to my boss, and I guess Sundays belong to the Lord.
You better bring them boards back to the lumber yard, and we'll knock them together for you there.
We might have some trouble lugging a large bookcase around.
Well, we can tote it in Ma's car some evening, or Willie and me can deliver it in the truck. Willie's our partner in the lumber yard.
Well, that's nice of you, thanks. I can't see myself walking a mile with a bookcase. Parenthetically, you don't know where there's a bike for sale, huh?
A bike?
Yeah, it'd save me a lot of time.
Oh, tarnation. I think I know where you can lay your hands on a peach of a bike.
You do where?
Well, now, it ain't been used in quite a while, but I reckon it's still hanging up there in the shed over at Ma's.
Oh. Your bike?
Beautiful frame, let me tell you. Fine tires. Very good shape. Ain't been touched in, 15 years. Got a horn to it, a taillight, one of them old hand pumps. It's real reliable.
Well, would you care to sell it? Or are you saving it for the museum?
Well, I don't know if it'd be worth much. Maybe, $2. Well,
sounds fine.
Might cost you another $2 to fix it up, but you'd have a real snappy model.
Well, I'd like to see it.
Well, maybe next week you'll be over to Ma's for supper Tuesday night.
Yeah, she was kind enough to ask me.
Well, I was kind enough to ask myself. So I'll see you then. We can take a look at that bike.
Well, thanks. I suppose Mrs. Henderson will be there for supper, too.
Faye? Jerusalem. She's the one who does near all the cooking.
Oh, I didn't know that. I've only seen her dashing in and out of places with Spencer Grayson.
Well, she's dashing all right. Dashing good cook, too. You'll see. Faye Henderson's got spirit. Beauty. Tarnation, she's Ma Perkins' daughter.
Another cup of coffee, Shuffle?
Nope. No, thanks. I've got to be getting along back to the lumber yard now. So long, Tom.
Huh? Oh, yeah. So long, Shuffle.
And now our scene changes. It's later that same afternoon as we join Ma, Shuffle, and Willie at the lumber yard. Listen.
Hmm? What did you say, Shepherd?
Well, I was saying, Ma, Willie, you remember what I had done with that old red bicycle I used to have?
Bicycle?
Why, no, Shepherd. I don't recollect you riding none.
Oh, this must have been 10, 15 years ago.
What do you want with a bicycle?
I'm going to rig it up on a stand for you to exercise off some of that stomach you got there, Willie, son.
Bicycle won't help where you need exercise, which is in the head.
Where it might be, Sheffer, your old bicycle is out in the shed. Way in the back.
That's what I was thinking, Ma.
Heaven knows everything else is out in that shed. From the first Victrola Pa Perkins bought me to little Paulette's go-kart.
Mom, why don't you auction off some of that junk just to clear the place out?
Oh, I don't know, Willie. I hate to part with old things, even if they are useless.
Mm.
So what in the world could you do with that old bicycle, Chef?
Well, that was a good bike, Ma. They don't make them as good as that anymore. And I want it for a friend of mine. Really, a friend of yours, Ma.
Friend of mine?
I'll tell you what I've done, Ma. I went over to Al's diner for lunch today and struck up a little acquaintance with that Tom Wells.
Oh, that is nice, Sheffer.
Tom Wells, you mean that fellow that was in the army with Spencer Grayson? Did you get to ask him any questions, Shuffle, about when they were friends together?
Well, tarnation, Willie, I had something like that in the back of my mind, but somehow I never got around to it. That Tom Wells ain't an easy man to ask questions.
But you did think he's nice, Sheffield, didn't you?
Well, yes, Ma, I like him. He's a little on the sour apple side, but he's got his reasons.
Listen to who's talking sour apples.
Oh, here's customer somebody. I'll take care of him. Oh, tarnation, I'll take care of her. It's our own Mrs. Willie Fitz.
Not Mrs. Willie Fitz. Mrs. Santa Claus, that's who it is.
Evie, what are you doing here? I'll be home in half an hour.
Why, hello, Evie, dear. Ain't this club meeting day?
Yeah, we got to early. I bring you greetings from the Jolly Seventeens. I bring you greetings from my baby sister, Faye. And I bring you greetings from Mr. Spencer Grayson himself.
Mr. Grayson?
Yeah. Holy smoke.
You got him in the Jolly Seventeens now?
Oh, Shuffle, how could Mr. Grayson be in the Jolly Seventeens when he ain't even in town? He ain't a girl anyhow. No, I just came from your house, Ma, and there was a package there with your name on it from New York City. They said I could bring it over to you if I was stopping off here, which, of course, I was stopping.
Oh.
Must be the present Mr. Grayson wrote he was sending you, Ma.
Yeah, it ain't must be. It is. Quick, open it up, Ma. Go on.
Well, here's my knife. You can cut this string. Oh, wait a minute. I'll cut it.
Thank you, really.
Oh, ain't you pleased, Ma? Ain't you pleased with Punch and Judy? Just think, Mr. Spencer Grayson sending his mother-in-law presents.
Now, Evie, Ma Perkins happens to be my mother-in-law, not Mr. Grayson's mother-in-law.
You don't have to hog the whole picture. Can't you be two mother-in-laws?
Hmm.
Oh, look. Look, it's gift-wrapped inside like a birthday.
I'll save this bow. Make such a pretty hair ribbon for Paulette.
Hurry up, Ma, hurry up. Oh, I wonder what it is.
Oh, ain't this lovely?
What is it, Ma? Linens?
A tablecloth and napkins.
Mm. Carnation, that's mighty handsome. Never seen a tablecloth that color before.
Olive green. Oh, what taste.
Yep. Real tasty. Mm.
Linens for your hope chest, Ma.
Ma's hope chest?
It don't matter whether it's Ma's or Faye's. The point is, Mr. Grayson's thinking about a home.
Well, you can't very well send a house present without thinking about a home.
Oh, what a nice card he put in.
Oh, there's a card? Read it, Ma. Go on, read it.
In happy remembrance of your hospitality.
Oh, that's beautiful. In happy remembrance. You could put that on a wreath. Oh, Ma, don't it make you feel grand?
It was a very sweet thought of Mr. Grayson. I'm sure it'll please Faye. And we can use the tablecloth next week when Tom Wells comes to supper.
Oh, Ma, you're going to use it?
Evie wants you to frame it and hang it on the wall, Ma.
Yeah, with or without the table, Evie.
I just wrap it up now and then. If you don't mind, Shuffle and Willie, I'm going to leave a little early this afternoon. I'd like to go home and show this present to Faye. She'll be real pleased. Seeing as how it comes from Mr. Grayson.
Listen, ladies. With new deep cleaning Oxydol, you can save rinsing work and still get a sparkling clean wash. For this amazing new Oxydol is designed to wash clothes deep clean with just one rinse. Now think of it. With just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxydol gets out graying dirt the no rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxydol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. You see, the new Oxydol reaches deep down into fibers, loosens dirt, and floats it away. And that's why with just one rinse, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean. Oxydol deep clean. And new Oxydol is wonderful for washable colors, too. So ask your dealer for this amazing new deep-cleaning Oxydol. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxydol gets out graying dirt and washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. With just one rinse, Oxydol is deep-cleaning. 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 And so, Ma Perkins goes right home to share her happiness with Faye, just as Faye always turns first to Ma with her hopes, or even her doubts and questionings. Ah, but there's a wonderful surprise in store for both of them tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxydol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station. For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new deep cleaning Oxydol. With just one rinse, Oxydol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.